Hello, and welcome to the blog. This one is called Personal Development Skills Training. Personal development skills training is important to you because the chances that your future prospects will improve are related to the degree to which you develop your personal skills. If you develop your personal skills, then you can expect your future prospects to improve. If you don't, then you can't. In addition, your bosses expect that you will engage in an ongoing process of personal improvement. They recognize that you should be keeping up with developments in the economy and marketplace conditions. They recognize the need for you to work to your strengths and work on your weaknesses. This is the goal for personal development training. To continually develop your skill sets and to continually work to eliminate your weaknesses. Personal development skills training. Personal development skills training is important to you because the chances that your future prospects will improve is related to the degree that you develop your personal skills. If you develop your personal skills, then you can expect your future prospects to improve. If you don't, then you can't. In addition, your bosses expect that you will engage in an ongoing process of personal development training. They recognize that you should be keeping up with developments in the economy and marketplace conditions. They recognize the need for you to work to your strengths and work on your weaknesses. This is the goal for personal development training. To continually develop your skill sets and to continually work to eliminate your weaknesses. Personal development training is a never-ending process. As an evolving being, you are able to always improve in some aspect. What are the key areas of personal development that you need to focus on? Here is the list. 1. Your ability to set and achieve goals. If you can't achieve goals, then you can't be successful. If you don't set a goal, then you can't achieve it. So setting and achieving goals are the first things on your list. 2. Your ability to communicate. You don't live on a desert island. You live surrounded by other human beings. You depend on the cooperative assistance of others in order to survive and be successful. If you cannot communicate well with other people and win their cooperative assistance, then your chances of success are thereby diminished. The people who get on the best in this crowded world are those people who are good communicators. Inarticulate, illiterate or crass communicators don't do very well. To the degree to which you develop your abilities to successfully communicate, and when the cooperation and agreement of others is the degree to which you will succeed in your quest. Develop your capacity to communicate, as a speaker, as a writer, as a listener, as a persuader, and as an inquisitor. 3. Your ability to think logically. Reason is mankind's means of survival, and logic is the method of reason. You need to think logically about how to use your time. How to use your limited resources. How to solve the problems that face you. How to deal with the crises that are handed to you, ready-made, from other people and from Mother Nature. Logic is a distinctive method of thinking. Logic and the scientific method is what has given humankind its technology and abundance. Logic is a learnable science. Study and develop your scientific, logical thinking capabilities. Learn the science and art of logical thought. And in addition. 4. Learn creative thought. Creative thought is the act of initiation and is the genesis of all progress. Great leaders are those people who think thoughts that are original and have never been thought before. Creative thinkers, original thinkers include the following: Walt Disney, Albert Einstein, Martin Luther King, Madame Marie Curie, Steve Jobs. All the above were people who thought about ideas that were, in their time, revolutionary. Walt Disney created full-length animated movies, a new idea never before tried. Albert Einstein created a new view of physics and made possible the nuclear age. Martin Luther King thought that a black American could, one day, rise to be the president. Madame Curie probed the mysteries of radioactive elements. Steve Jobs shook the world with his Apple. Creative thinking is the act of initiation and is a necessary adjunct to the logical mind. Creative thinking is to be able to see what is not yet there. develop your mind to see the possible. And in addition. 5. Develop and extend your knowledge base. Your ability to add value to the marketplace is what drives your ability to make professional progress. If you do add value to your employer, then your future is assured. If you do not add value to your employer, then your future is shaky. Your ability to add value to your employer is intimately related to how much you know and how much you don't know. Your knowledge is what makes you valuable to others. Your level of ignorance is what makes you dangerous. So you should always increase your knowledge. Know more about your specific products and service. Know more about your market. Know more about your customers' expectations, likes, and dislikes, then strive, always, to add as much value as you can, per hour, to your boss, your colleagues, your customers, your friends and family. If you do that, you will be simultaneously adding value to yourself. Your knowledge is your power,